walking away.
Good.
When they're still running their mouth, I just walk.
That's a great way to do it. Yes. Yeah, we're going to talk about that. Jesus even said, look, when you go into a town, we're going to get to that in a week or two. When you go into a town and there's a lot of strife, they're giving you a hard time. They won't let you in their homes. They're saying, no, get out of our town. Best thing you can do, shake the dust off your feet and get out of there. I'm going to tell you what, there's sometimes, and there are some people that you are just going to have to accept the fact that you love them from a distance. All right, let me say that again. You all like that one. There are some people in your life that you are going to have to love at a distance. Right. And you pray for them. And the Bible tells us to love your enemies and to pray for them. But nowhere does the Bible tell you that you have to be a punching bag, a dish rag, or a doormat. You see, because that causes strife. And Satan wants to use that strife. Okay, let's go to Proverbs 10:12. We're going to start looking at some of the sources of strife. Proverbs 10, verse 12. All right, first source of strife is hatred. Hatred stirs up strife. Some of you will have dissension. Some of you will have difficulty. The actual word there is strife. Hatred stirs up strife. But look how you answer that. But love covers over all wrongs. Oh, if we could get to the place where somebody did something wrong to us, we just run up and say, I love you. Let me give you a hug. I just love you so much. I'll bet you they wouldn't care much about giving you a hard time anymore. But the bigger thing is Scripture says to love them when they give you a hard time. And the result of that is God will bless you. Yeah, next time somebody tries to pull out in front of you, beep the horn, pull over and get out and say, I just wanted to tell you how much I love you. You are such a great driver. Thank you for cutting me off because it just gave me the opportunity to express my love.
I'll let you know how that works out.
Yeah, let me know how that works out, okay? Yes. I'm sorry? Okay. Oh, good. Yes. That's exactly right. That is exactly right. Yes. I'll tell you, this is a true story. And it only happened once because this is exactly what happened. We lived in town. After my father died, we bought a house in town. And my brother decided that my youngest brother needed a dog. So he got him a dog named Bandit. And we had one of the crankiest old women that lived up the street from us. And she just never had a nice thing to say about anybody. Well, the dog got out of the yard and went and did his business in her yard. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, of all the yards that dog could have picked. I mean, there were yards all over the place. And he picks this woman's yard. So my brothers are outside playing ball. And she comes back and she goes, look, your dog left this in my yard. And my brother said, well, thank you. We were looking all over for that. I don't know how many other times the dog used the yard, but she never brought it back again. right. Love covers it up. Love covers up strife. We've never ever thought about answering strife with love. But it really does. It really does cover up all wrongdoing. If we can understand that, and please understand me when I say this, it will never, ever be your love that answers it. It is only going to be the love of God flowing through you. Because if you try to do it with your own love, you are not going to be able to stir up enough love to handle all that. But when you let the love of God flow through you and just say, God, right now, I really want to slap her so hard. But I am going to get out of the way and let you work through me. It's amazing. Yes. You see, I've gone from being very angry about channel surfing to now doing Sudoku. I'm an expert at it because I'm like, I'll never see another TV show. And then somebody, I don't understand this, but somebody will come in the house. It's the weirdest thing. And they'll start talking about a commercial. And my husband knows it. And I'm like, how does he know these commercials? He never watches one. But somehow he does. But you know, that could have been a source of strife. You know, people in our home, I'll tell you, don't they just pluck you sometimes? Won't Satan just use those people? Oh, yeah. Yes, but love covers up the wrong. If it stays in there, trust me, you're going to start hating it and eventually hating them. If it stays in there, it is going to bug you and bug you and bug you, and you've got to get out of the way and let God's love cover it up. Strife. One of the sources of strife is hatred. Go back a few pages to Proverbs 13. Pride. Pride. Oh, pride will stir up strife. How many of you don't ever want to be the one that gives in? Yeah, I had this discussion. I'm horrible at that. I'll be the first to admit it. God is really working on me with these blessing blockers, I have to tell you. But my mother finally, she was at my house one night, and we were in quite a heated discussion. And as usual, she took Harry's side. And, I probably need counseling, but that's okay. Lois, can you help out? Yeah. So, but my mother does often take my husband's side, which I'm fine with that. I'm so thankful that she loves him like she does now. But we were in quite a heated discussion, and she said, why don't you just stop it and let him be right? She said, your pride is getting in the way. And I said, no, Mom. No. Why should I be half wrong so he can be happy? And she said, but you're all wrong. Because even if what you're saying is right, it isn't what you do, it's why you do what you do. Why are you doing this? Because your pride will not let you back down. And any of you that know me know that you need to pray for me in this area. Amen? But I'm guessing there's quite a few in this room that are pretty much like that. You get something in your head, and you're, that's right. That's right. And the problem is that pride causes strife. That pride causes strife. And if you really stop and take whatever is in your heart and just give it away, it's amazing how things will settle down. And the couple of times in my life that I've tried it, it's worked. I'm going to tell you I do it every time because I'm still working on this. But pride will cause people a lot of strife. It'll cause people tremendous strife. Pride, Proverbs 13:10, pride only breeds quarrels. Now, that word in the King James is strife. Pride breeds strife. But wisdom is found in those who take advice. Yeah. You think you're doing something right or something good, and somebody comes and they want to change it, that can be a source of pride. It can be a source of strife. And the wise thing to do is to just take their advice and then go do it the way you were going to anyway. No, I'm kidding. So, yeah, you're all laughing because you've done it, haven't you? That's a great idea. You go and do it the way you're going to anyway. But seriously, you know, sometimes that advice can be tremendous, tremendous insight and wisdom. You know, and if we'll get the pride out of the way, all of a sudden there's not nearly as much strife. Some of you know this. I'm from up near Buffalo, New York. And so when I got married to Harry, I was working as a nurse at Bay Health. And we got quite a snowstorm, but as a nurse, you show up to work anyway. And he said, Georgia, I'm going to take you to work. I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm from Buffalo. You have lived in Delaware your whole life. As a matter of fact, I'll get up tomorrow and take you to work. I was making fun of him. And he said, no, I really need to take you to work. It's snowing bad out there. And if you drive, even if you get there, you're going to have to drive home. I was like, oh, I can't even believe we're having this discussion. So I said, I'll be fine. And he's like, oh, what am I going to do with her? What am I going to do? So I get out my car. Well, his wisdom understood that in Buffalo, New York, you have snow tires and you have heavy cars. I have a little Sunbird with just a little cute little tires on it, okay? And I get to the end of the street because a lot of the other neighbors had been up and down the street. And I was like, okay, this is good. And I get out on Division Street and they haven't plowed. And I'm like, oh man, I will never go back there and tell him he was right. I'm going to keep going. So I got down to the light at Route 13, and I went to stop, and I fishtailed everywhere, and I was like, oh no, and the light turned green. I was like, oh, well, I'm not going to go on 13, because I'll go through town, there won't be any traffic, and I'll be fine. So I went to town, and I'm getting ready to turn left on State Street, and the light changes. So I'm like, okay, get stopped, get stopped, get stopped. I got stopped. Okay? It changes green. I can't get started. So I'm like, what am I going to do? I have cars now behind me. So I gassed it really bad, and I got in the intersection and started doing circles. I was like, and God was merciful. When I quit spinning, I was facing State Street. And I said, oh, thank you, Jesus. And I kept going. Well, I get to Reed Street and their light's red. Well, this elderly couple was walking down the sidewalk. I can't get stopped, and my car starts shifting over toward the sidewalk. So I blow my horn and they're like, ah! And they go trying to run in the snow. So the curb stops me, and I'm like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? So I gassed it again. Well, because of the curb, I didn't do circles, but it shoved me out in the road, and no cars were coming. The next light at Lockerman is red. So I go to stop again. This couple is now up there. And here I go shifting toward them again. And I'm blowing my horn, and they're like, ah! I'm like, oh no, I cannot do this for another two blocks. So I pulled over, and a person that was plowing comes up behind me, and he said, we have CBs. At that time, this was 20, 25 years ago, nobody had cell phones. And he goes and he calls Harry to come and get me to the hospital. Well, not only did Harry have to come, now he has to bring somebody to drive my car back home. And so I'm sitting there waiting for Harry to come, and I'm thinking, oh, I should just get out and walk to work. That's what I'll do. I'm just going to get out and walk to work, and then I'll call him and tell him where the car is. So I get out, and I don't have any boots. And snow is up to my knees, and I'm charging through the snow, freezing. And here he comes, and I am walking down the sidewalk in a little jacket, snow up to my knees. And he saw me, and he beeped the horn and waved and kept right on going. And I was like, oh no! Well, he did come back. He did come back. But you see, my pride caused so much strife internally, even before I got to Harry and somebody else coming to get the car and getting to work soaking wet and all of the issues it caused. Internally, I had so much strife. I was like, oh, man. But that's all of us. If we allow pride to run our lives, we are going to go from one strifeful situation to the next, to the next, to the next. And here's the thing. We have to decide that heaven is so important to us that we are going to do whatever we need to do to let strife go to the side. Amen. When we remember it is a fight between God and Satan, and that our goal is heaven and heaven itself, all of a sudden, strife does not have power in our lives. Amen? Amen. Amen.